You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
You know, you talk about just being busy in the office, lots going on. And what are people calling about? I mean, I know we're in tax season right now. I know a lot of folks are worried about the election. And are those things top of mind, or is it the usual, hey, I want to know if I can retire. Do I have enough money?
I would say most of the people that call in are they're wanting to find out about tax reduction. It's on their mind now. They want to find out how they can reduce the taxes. They just had their taxes done recently, and they don't like what they see, what they paid. So we're going to work on some income plans with them and see if we can reduce it. We had one client that we did some planning for, and he was in his mid-70s at the time. He had about $185,000 of income coming in between Social Security and his investments. So we sat down and I crunched the numbers and looked at what options we might have to continue the same income. And by the time we were done, I showed him a plan that showed him how to reduce his taxable income by $40,000 a year just by taking the income in a different way. Yeah, we're not talking Roth conversions or anything. It's just how you take your income. If you put it in a CD and you're just taking the 3%, 4%, maybe 5% interest off of it, that's 100% goes into your taxable income. But there's ways that you can put that same money to work, pay you a check every month or automatic deposit into your account every month, and maybe have what's called an exclusion ratio. And there's only really one way to do it. You get part principal that comes into your account and part interest. So if your exclusion ratio might be somewhere between 60 and 90% tax-free money coming in.
Tax-free, I love that.
And that was one of the big areas we did, because he was taking money from his CDs and living off of that. He was taking the dividends and off of a few stocks. He didn't have a lot of stocks, very conservative guy. So, I mean, by the time we were done, $40,000 of taxable income gone.
Wow.
So you have to sit down with somebody that has a heavy focus in taxes. And unfortunately, a lot of times this is not addressed. And it's something we address all the time. Another case, big contractor in the area, multi-million dollar contractor. And we were talking, and he was renting out a property that he had to somebody else. And he says, he was renting it to himself. That's what it was. And he was paying himself, like, say, $2,000 a month. And he's saying, well, I'm thinking about putting it out to rent elsewhere for, I think I can get $8,000 is what I was told. I'm saying, well, why aren't you charging yourself $8,000 a month? That's $8,000 a month of income that's taxed in a different way than your other regular earned income.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him that. And then later in the year, I told him something else. I can't remember what that was. He told me after he had his taxes done the next year, well, first off, he went back to his CPA and said, can we do this? And the CPA said, yeah. She says, well, why aren't we? Because she's not giving him planning advice. She's just preparing his taxes. And then the second thing, same thing. Why aren't we doing this? Well, we can. So the next year he told me, I saved him 17% in his taxes. His taxable income, 17% on his business, which is a multi-million dollar business.
Tell you what, if it's not taxes or inflation or, you know, I guess really even the market overall, you know, taking away from your retirement income, think about healthcare, guys. And if you haven't, healthcare prices are out of control, especially during retirement. They are on the rise again. There's new numbers that find the typical U.S. couple will need as much as $413,000 to cover medical expenses in retirement, and that's an 8% increase than a year ago. So, Kevin, is that a shocking number to you and your clients? I mean, that's staggering to me. Over $400,000 in retirement, that's huge.
Well, we usually talk about, you know, Fidelity studies, and Fidelity last year was at $315,000. This is a different study, a different group, different statistics they look at, and they're saying it could be even more. And, you know, 8% a year, if you're figuring on your health care going up 8% a year, you're probably pretty close. I don't think it's going to be average much less than 8% a year. To have a 50% chance of meeting health care expenses, a 65-year-old man enrolled in a Medigap Part G plan, you'd need $106,000 saved for health care, and a woman with the same plan would need about $128,000, according to this study. you add those two together, that's $240,000 almost, $230,000. If you'd like a 90% certainty instead of a 50% certainty, the same man and woman would need $184,000 saved for the man, $217,000 saved. That's $351,000 for a couple. So, you know, if you're on have a high prescription drug expense every year, that number pushes up to that $413,000 that you mentioned. That's crazy. I see a lot of people, they don't even have that much in all of their savings.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do whenever the bad that happens, happens?
That's the number one question. What are you going to do?
Right. So we recommend addressing this in your retirement plan, in your estate plan. Those two things should be worked together. It might take certain legal documents that you need in a good estate plan to protect your assets. Mm-hmm. You might need to have an irrevocable trust set up 5 years before the need. The need is running out of money and paying for health care, personal care, nursing home, all those kind of things. How are you going to pay for that? Your Medicare does not pay for long-term care expenses in a personal care home, independent living, assisted living, or nursing home.
The question is, though, so if it doesn't pay for all these things and it costs so much money, like we talked about, over $400,000 of medical expenses in retirement, where does this money come from, Kevin? How can you help us?
Well, you got to figure out, okay, maybe I don't need any money to live on out of my savings. Maybe I have $400,000 or $500,000 saved. Maybe I want to self-insure and just blow it on. Say the first person gets sick, but now there's nothing left for the spouse. So you've got to have a plan. We sit down, we address this in our plan. How are you going to pay for it? Does it make sense to have traditional long-term care insurance? Or does it make sense to have some of the hybrid life insurance that covers long-term care expenses? If you've got money that you think you might not need or you want to put forward to paying for long-term care, a lot of times if you're insurable, and we can get a lot of people insured with our buying power, take a certain portion of money and you maybe pay annually for a life insurance policy, but you're buying a big death benefit on that small amount of premium that you pay. And that death benefit, we try to get $350,000. That'll pay about $7,000 a month towards your costs. Mm-hmm. It'll be paid whether you go into independent. I mean, you have to just meet the activities of daily living needs. And then it pays out. It pays you. It doesn't pay the facility. That's called indemnity. You can have family members taking care of you. You can have anybody that's maybe not trained that you trust taking care of you. It just, it adds a whole dimension to your comfort zone for your future. I mean, imagine having added peace of mind going into your future that all, if not most of your long-term care worries are going to be taken care of.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach. NPN Insurance License Number 204-642. 27.